Are we gorgeous or what?
Or what?
Oh, Laura, that eyeshadow is perfect on you. You can borrow it anytime.
No, she can't. It's fine for dress up, but not outside of the house.
Harriet, don't be such a prude.
Aunt Harriet's a prude?
Prude. Although prune sort of fits.
Somebody call 911. There is about to be a murder.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out every scene. Bigger love of the family.
What is that awful smell?
Carl, what happened?
I was out in the backyard minding my own burgers when all of a sudden the wind shifts. And I get this stench from Dr. Urkel's compost heap. So I went over to complain.
Carl, you didn't make a scene.
Of course not. I politely suggested to Dr. Urkel that the stench from his compost heap was unbearable. He suggested to me that the stench started when I walked in his backyard. So I told him, oh, yeah? Well, that's big talk coming from a little quack. And then next thing I know, he slam dunked me into the compost heap.
He threw you? But, Carl, Dr. Urkel is a teeny, tiny man.
He surprised me.
But still, the man's a munchkin.
Well, anyway, then he came at me with a garden hose. I had to defend myself, Harriet.
Oh, Carl, you hit him.
No. I merely put out my arm to fend him off, and he ran into my fist. Then he started crying and ran into the house.
You! You! You big bully!
Oh, great. Son of Urkel.
Carl, I love you like a father, and my father like a neighbor. But you have dented my dad. Therefore, I have no choice but to defend our family honor. It's the code of the Urkels.
Go home, Steve.
I'll leave. But rest assured, I shall return. Revenge shall be mine.
I can't even enjoy a burger in my own backyard. I'd like to throw some Urkels on the barbie.
Cutie, Miss Rachel.
Yeah.
Some say that I'm too fickle, but I need variety. Back east I was a lady, bored like all the rest. Now that I have fallen, I'm having fun. Out here in the wild, wild west. Oh, they call me Ricochet Rachel. I bounce from May and the May. They call me Ricochet Rachel. Catch me if you can. And when I find one that's true, I'm sticking to him just like glue. Till then, won't you be my old cowhand? Well, I'm proud to be Ricochet Rachel. Though some people think it's a crime, I want all your boys to belly up to the bar. Then, come up and see me.
For a drink, school mom.
Don't speak to me, you shameless hussy. Normally, I wouldn't set foot in the saloon of sin, but I'm looking for Sheriff Carr.
Oh, honey, your husband's not here. But you know, if you gussied up a little, maybe put on a little rouge, he might come looking for you for a change.
How dare you, you floozy. Women.
Well, howdy, townsfolk.
Howdy.
I got good news and I got bad news. The bad news is I just shot a man.
Oh.
Good news is it was Doc Urkel.
Oh.
Because I'm the sheriff, and killing people is one of the perks.
Well, now, we all know Doc Urkel was out of control. He performed brain surgery at the drop of a Stetson.
That's for sure. Once I went to him for a hangnail, and instead he gave me a, what do you call him?
A lobotomy.
Right. Now I got a headache and a hangnail.
You see, I had to shoot Doc Urkel for the good of the town.
Well, what if you know who finds out you killed his pop?
Well, he'll come gunning for me, I guess.
You mean you're gonna have to lock horns with?
Yep. Two Gun Urkel. Ruffus. Toughest, most annoying gunslinger in the West.
Two Gun Urkels are coming!
Here, Two Gun.
Revenge. Can I do that?
Yes.
your prayers. You're about to meet your maker. Make your move, Sheriff.
Now, looky here, too. I'm right sorry for what happened, Two Gun. But your pa was a public menace.
Maybe so, but he was my pa. And you had no call to do what you done.
Well, I done what I did because it had to be done.
Well, you done did it, and now you got to die.
Dang.
Sheriff, you're in a big, smelly heap of trouble.
Please, Two Gun, if you ever had any feelings for me, don't hurt my pa.
Oh, Miss Laura, my tumbling tumbleweed. I love you, but I gotta avenge my pa. It's the code of the West. You see? Right here in Section 2, Paragraph 3, paw avenging.
Now, looky, Two Gun. I think you better get on your Shetland and ride out of town.
Why would the fiercest desperado in the territory run away from a portly, pusillanimous peace officer?
Don't push me, kid. You may be fast with those guns, but I'm faster.
Don't make me laugh.
What a stupid snort.
Oh, yeah, you snort.
Yes, sir, Mr. Two Gun, sir.
Needs work.
You know, Two Gun, the last hombre that thought he was faster than me is now a boarding house for worms.
Oh, yeah? Well, bartender, make like a mallard and duck.
Not bad. Not bad at all. Now I'll watch some real shooting. Mama, duck!
Well, rootin', tootin', shootin', Sheriff. But I'm a-calling you out.
Well, I'm gonna be here tomorrow, high noon.
Yeah, but in the meantime, let's form a posse and track down that dang orchestra.
Yeah.
But, Carl, why must you show up? Come show down.
Because it's my job, Harriet. I'm sworn to uphold the laws of the West.
Well, then why can't the West have simpler laws like no smoking in elevators?
What's an elevator?
It's a real fast way to get upstairs.
Oh, for me, it's cash.
I guess that lily-livered Urkel didn't show up. I guess the only thing he can shoot off is his mouth.
Sorry I'm late. There was a long line in the little cowpoke's room.
Are you ready?
I'm a wreck.
All right, Two Gun. Let's slap leather.
Okay.
Two Gun, I'll go get Doc Urkel.
Oh, yeah. I killed him yesterday.
Oh. It's been a bad week for the Urkels. So long, everybody. It's time for me to die. Oh. Mark?
What is it, Two Gun?
Oh, Laura, will you grant a dying man's last request? Give me a kiss to send me to heaven. Oh, thanks, my pet. The angels I'm about to see won't compare to the angel that I'm leaving behind. Oh. Sheriff?
Now, look here, Two Gun. This here is your last goodbye.
Okay. I just want you to know that I don't hold a grudge. Even though I'm a dastardly desperado and you're a goody two-boots, I admire and respect you. In fact, big guy, I love you.
Oh, Two Gun. I'm sorry, little fella. How did it come to this?
I love all you dog-darn Winslows. Oh, vaya con Dios. Adios, amigos. Huevos rancheros.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Way to go, Carl.
Sorry. But Harry. But I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, sir. Two Gun! You're alive! You're alive! You're alive! You're alive! You're alive!
Carl, this is no time to do the lambada. As my father's only son, it is my duty to avenge him. So prepare to be pummeled.
Steve, calm down. We are not gonna fight, okay? Fighting got us into this mess. As a matter of fact, I'm going over to your house now and apologize to your father.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I must be more threatening than I thought.
Well, you are a scary sight. But I shouldn't have kicked you out of the house, and I'm sorry I yelled at you.
So that means I'm welcome at the Winslows?
Well, I don't know about welcome, but you'll be, you'll be tolerated.
Thanks, big guy.
Where's that music coming from?
Family Matters is a Miller Boyette production in association with Lorimar Television and is distributed by Warner Brothers Domestic Television Distribution.